This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Rachel Woods, licensed attorney, consultant, and founder of Leadership Trek Corporation, shares her thoughts about turning attacks into opportunities using negotiation jiu-jitsu.
When I was 18 and a senior in high school, I had just received my black belt in taekwondo. So when I advanced to the Black Belt National Championship in Chicago, I was just old enough and newly ranked well enough to compete in the 18 to 40-year-old women's division. I negotiated the tournament successfully until the final round, when I was met with an unforgettable opponent from Michigan. She towered over me at an intimidating 6'4". Beyond her size, there was also her memorable style. A rule breaker, she spent most of her time in the penalty box. These were moments I should have seized. In negotiation, if you find yourself at the table with an opponent whose size and reputation towers over you, it is important not to equate this with absolute negotiating power. Even though my opponent was a heavyweight, I knew that I was faster and had endurance, technique, and skill to my advantage. One major advantage you can always have in negotiation is a good alternative to the agreement at hand. So you're in the ring. What if she doesn't play nice? What if she throws her weight around in order to seem more powerful? This is when your negotiation knowledge and skill will help you to contend. This is when it is important to negotiate smarter, not harder. Keep in mind that when you are attacked, it might appear that you are the one in the corner, but if you're a skillful negotiator, you know that this is actually a place of vulnerability. During this championship match, each time I had all legal zones blocked or covered, my opponent would inevitably kick me in the back and get thrown into the penalty box. This exhibited a lack of self-control that should have cost her the match had I taken advantage of her setbacks. In negotiation, emotional outbursts make our job of finding underlying interests easier. The negotiation classic Getting to Yes refers to a strategy called negotiation jiu-jitsu as an option when the going gets tough. Taking the gentle art known as jiu-jitsu, the authors advise that instead of pitting our strength against theirs directly, we should use our skill to step aside and turn their strengths to meet our ends. If someone attacks our idea by saying something like, "That's ridiculous," or attacks us personally, it's our natural inclination to get offended or to defend ourselves. It doesn't take much to turn the situation into a downward spiraling cycle. Getting to Yes suggests that we step aside or block the threat by inviting criticism, letting others vent, and by acknowledging the other side's perspective. So instead of responding in kind, welcome feedback and keep focused on the issues at hand instead of what has been said about you. Say something like, "What would you do? Help me to understand where you are coming from so that I can see things from your perspective." If you stick to questions, you provide no target for them to hit. Michigan won that match in Chicago because I was affected by her perceived power. I never got comfortable in my strengths and didn't take advantage of her penalty box moments. Don't accept second place in the boardroom. Sooner or later, we all find ourselves in the ring with someone bigger and badder. Don't choke. You earn the right to be at the table, so play to your strengths. And if it appears you've been attacked, remember who this sends to the penalty box. Seize this as an opportunity to turn the moment to meet your end, because you'll find that you are not the one in the corner.
Rachel Woods is a licensed attorney and founder of Leadership Trek Corporation. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.